Wow, I really want to praise the Lord for that hymn by the choir.
我们真是要感谢赞美主，刚才诗班唱的真是非常雄壮优美。
I never realized that hymn could be sung with so many variations.
我从来没想到一首歌可以唱得如此的有变化。
Praise the Lord for that.
我们真是要称颂、感谢、赞美主。
This morning, I would like to speak to you on the topic of becoming weary of God.
今天早上我正道的题目是厌烦神。
Need that? Is your microphone? Our passage this morning will be from Isaiah chapter 43, verses 22 to 25.
我们今天早上的经文主要的经文是在以赛亚书第43章22节到25节。
Please look with me in your Bibles as I read.
我现在要用英文念，请各位看圣经。
Yet you have not called upon me, O Jacob. You have not wearied yourselves for me, O Israel. You have not brought me sheep for burnt offerings, nor honored me with your sacrifices. I have not burdened you with grain offerings, nor wearied you with demands for incense. You have not bought any fragrant calamus for me, or lavished on me the fat of your sacrifices. But you have burdened me with your sins, and wearied me with your offenses. I, even I, am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and remembers your sins no more.
以赛亚书第四十三章第二十二节，雅各啊，你并没有求告我；以色列啊，你倒厌烦我。你没有将你的羊带来给我做燔祭，也没有用祭物尊敬我。我没有因供物使你服劳，也没有因乳香使你厌烦。你没有用银子为我买菖蒲，也没有用祭物的脂油使我饱足，倒使我因你的罪恶服劳，因我使你的罪孽厌烦。唯有我为自己的缘故涂抹你的过犯，我也不纪念你的罪恶。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Our dear Lord Jesus, we come before you this morning and we want to praise you and worship you.
亲爱的天父，我们今天早上来到你的面前，我们要称颂赞美你，我们要敬拜你。
You are not only our Savior, but you are also our King.
你不但是我们的救主，你也是我们的王。
Lord, our desire is to follow you to the very end.
我们愿意追随你到底。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for your grace.
主耶稣，我们也感谢你的恩惠。
Not only in saving us.
你的恩典不但让你拯救了我们。
It is not only sufficient to help us in our needs.
因为光是拯救不足以满足我们所有的需要。
But your grace continues to watch over us and protect us in our everyday life.
你的恩典，你的恩惠，每天都在伴随着我们，每天都在看顾我们。
And Lord, I pray that you would use your word to speak to us this morning.
求主今天使用你的话对我们说话。
To examine our hearts.
求主使用你的话，让我们能够省察自己的心。
To draw us closer to you.
让我们更加亲近你。
We commit this time now into your hands.
我们把以下的时间交在你的手中。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
God's love for the nation of Israel and his patience with her is clearly seen in this passage.
从刚才我们所念的经文里头，我们可以很清楚地看见神对以色列这个民族这个人民还有以色列是何等的，他的爱是何等的大，他的忍耐 又是何等的深。
And this passage is representative of God's love and patience for the people in this world.
这段经文也代表神对整个世界上所有的人的爱跟忍耐。
In verse 22, it starts out with the, in the NIV, it starts out with the word yet.
在新国际版里头第二十二节一开始是可是。
And this is referring back to the verse immediately before it.
所以这个指的是上前面的一节。
In verse 21, where it says, the people I formed for myself, that they may proclaim my praise.
这百姓是我为自己所造的，好述说我的美德。
God had created for himself a people that they may proclaim his praise.
神为自己造了一群百姓，目的是这群百姓可以述说他的美德。
And yet he says in verse 22, you have not called upon me, O Jacob.
但是所以在二十二节说，但是雅各啊，你并没有求告我。
He created these people that they might lift their voices to God.
他造了这一群百姓，为的是这群百姓能够求告他的名。
And yet they did not even bother to talk with him.
但是这群百姓不但没有求告他的名，甚至连跟他说话都不愿意。
So verse 22 refers back specifically to verse 21.
所以第二十二节跟第二十一节是连在一起的。
But in the broader context, it refers back even to the first verse of Isaiah 43.
但是如果我们能够看得看得更远，其实这个经文是跟以赛亚书
四十三章一节
第四十三章第一节遥相呼应的。
Where it says, but now this is what the Lord says. He who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine.
第四十三章一开始这么说，雅各啊，创造你的耶和华，以色列啊，造成你的那位，现在如此说，你不要害怕，因为我救赎了你。我曾提你的名招你，你是属我的。
God had created them.
神造了他们。
He had saved them.
他救了他们。
He knew them personally by name.
他一个一个的名字他都说得出来。
They belonged to him.
他们这群人属于他。
You are mine, God says.
神说，你是属我的。
And yet they ignored him.
可是他们却不理他。
He had called them by name, and yet they had not called upon him.
神叫他们的名字，但是他们却没有求告神的名。
He had loved them, but their love for him was questionable.
神爱了他们，但是他们对他神的爱却是有问题的。
But even worse.
更甚的是
despite all that God had done in their lives,
尽管神为他们做了这么多，
they had become weary of God.
他们反倒厌烦神，
they had become tired of him.
他们觉得他讨厌了，觉得受不了他了，腻烦了。
He had actually become a burden in their lives.
而且神实际上已经成为这群百姓的一个负担。
The NIV says, yet you have not wearied yourselves for me, O Israel.
新国际版说，你以色列啊，你没有厌烦我。
There can also be a sense of that here as well.
这句话还有另外一层含义。
And we clearly see that in the years that God led the Israelites in the desert and wilderness, no extra effort had been spent on God.
我们可以看见神当知道神当年是怎么样的带领以色列人出埃及经过旷野。
They only were satisfied with just giving him the bare minimum.
神没有给他们任何的负担。
But the more literal translation, which we see in the NAS and King James, and also in the Chinese translation.
但是有一个更直接的翻译，我们可以从新美国标准版，还有中文和合本的翻译看得出来。
Is that God was telling the Israelites that they had become tired or weary of him.
神告诉以色列人说他们已经厌烦他了。
The King James translates it, but thou hast been weary of me, O Israel.
钦定本这么翻译以色列啊你已经厌烦我了。
In the NAS, it's translated, but you have become weary of me, O Israel.
在新美国标准版说以色列啊你已经成了厌烦我的百姓。
In spite of all that I have done for you, you have become weary of me.
尽管我为你做了那么多你最后还是厌烦了我。
What does it mean to become weary of someone?
所以我们现在来想一想厌烦一个人是什么意思。
It means that they have become a burden to us.
意思就是说如果我们厌烦一个人意思就是说那个人成为我们的负担。
It means that we have become tired of them.
意思就是说我们已经腻了。受不了他了。
Perhaps because of something that they said repeatedly, or something that they've done repeatedly, or simply out of familiarity.
也许这个原因，也许是因为他们一而再、再而三的对我们说了些什么，或者对我们做了些什么，或者是因为时间的关系，他们对我们来说太熟悉了。
Does the attitude of becoming weary, of being weary with God, apply in our lives?
我们对神的厌烦，这样的一种心态，还有外在的表现，也可以在我们的生活中，看得出来。
Could we as believers ever become weary of God?
我们作为一个信徒，我们可能，有朝一日会厌烦神吗？
Unfortunately, we can. Often in very subtle ways.
很不幸的，这个答案是肯定的，而且常常我们对神的厌烦表现在一些，看起来比较不露痕迹的事情上。
I want to look now at some signs or indications in our lives that we have become tired or weary of God.
我们现在来看一看，在我们的生活中有什么一些不是很起眼的，不是很醒目的，但是也足以证明我们厌烦了我们的神 的一些事情。
One indication is that we don't spend personal time with him in the word and prayer.
首先我们在生活中跟神不够亲近，我们没有花足够的时间来祷告，来阅读圣经。
Because you don't enjoy being with him.
归根结底是因为我们不享受跟神在一起。
In a close relationship,
在一个亲密的关系中,
one of the first indicators that one person has become tired of the other is that they no longer spend time with them.
一个人对另外一个人产生厌烦了。这个首先可以看得见看出来的是他们不再花足够的时间在一起。
Or they no longer enjoy the time spent with them.
或者他们在一起的时候他们不觉得彼此在一起很快乐。
Spending time with them becomes like a drudgery.
在一起这件事情对他们来说开始变得枯燥乏味。
We seem to have time for everything else.
好像我们有别的事情，别的人我们都有时间，但是对这个人我们却好像找不出时间来。
But little to no time to spend with God alone.
我们也同样的，我们也没有越来跟神在一起的时间越来越少。
No time to sit at the feet of Jesus.
我们似乎没有找不出时间坐在神的脚前听他的话
as the is with the example with Mary.
就好像玛利亚当年一样享受坐在主耶稣的脚前听他的话。
Another indication that we have become weary of God is that our worship is not sincere.
另外一个看得出来我们对神厌烦的的迹象是我们敬拜他的时候不够不是用心灵跟诚实来敬拜他。
Whether it be our praise, our prayer, or our communion with God.
不管我们是在赞美他，或者是在向他祷告，或者是领圣餐，我们总是言不由衷。
In the passage this morning, in verse 23, the first part of verse 23.
我们看以赛亚书四十三章二十二节的第一部，二十三节的第一部分。
God says.You have not brought me sheep for burnt offerings, nor honored me with your sacrifices.
神说，你没有将你的羊带来给我做燔祭，也没有用祭物尊敬我。
The Israelites had gone through the motions of worship, but they were not sincere in their worship. There was no heart in their worship, and as a result, their worship did not honor God.
以色列人，他们，献燔祭，他们贡献祭物，他们的心态是一种像做一个例行公事一样，行礼如仪。但是呢，他们没有一个心，在神的面前。
Charles Spurgeon says on this passage.
斯布珍曾经说过这一段话。
He says we are moved by this passage to confess how little of spirituality.Has been found in the worship which we have rendered.
刚才念的这个经文，他说，让我们感动，因为他说明了，当我们敬拜的时候，我们实在没有用心灵、用诚实、用我们的心来敬拜他。
When we have come to worship in public and in private, we have not honored the Lord by being intense therein.
不管我们是在公开的敬拜或者我们个人私下的敬拜，我们没有很专注在神的身上，以至于我们没有给神他该得的尊荣。
The heart has been cold.
心是冷的。
The mind has been wandering.
我们的脑子有别的事情缠绕着。
Often we have the posture of devotion without devotion.
常常我们有敬拜的样式，有敬拜的形式，但是没有敬拜的实质。
The words of praise without the praise.
我们用嘴唇赞美神，但是我们的心却远离他。
The language of prayer without supplication.
我们用语言来赞美神。但是我们没有真正的心灵的祷告。
Attendance at the Lord's Supper without communion.
我们是参加了敬拜的仪式或者场合，但是我们跟神之间没有真正的心灵上的沟通。
Does this apply to us today?
这个就是我们今日的写照。
Worship that truly honors God.Requires that in our hearts and minds, God is put in His proper place of importance in our lives.
我们真正的敬拜神是需要用我们的身心灵全心全意的来敬拜他，把神放在他该得的地位。
God is the primary focus in our lives.
神应该是我们生命还有生活的重心。
Our worship of God involves our life as a whole, every aspect of our lives, not just the time that we spend in church.
我们的敬拜应该是每一时每一刻全人的敬拜，不仅仅是礼拜天，再到教会来敬拜他。
Another indication that we have become weary of God is when the things of this world become our primary focus.
另外一个让我们可以看得出来我们已经厌烦了神是的迹象是这个世界成为我们注意的对象。
When the focus becomes on acquiring wealth.
当我们的重心，当我们的心思是摆在比方说获得财富
material possessions，
获得一些物质上的东西。
When the focus becomes on our career or even on a person，
或者我们的重心是摆在我们的事业上、我们的工作上，或者甚至是某个人上。
These are often they can become subtle indicators because we usually don't realize that in doing this that we actually have become tired of God。
这些表现很可能常常是不着痕迹的，因为我们常常会忽略这些，其实就是我们开始厌烦神的一个征兆。
He has lost his attraction, his appeal in our lives, and these other things have become the appeal, the true appeal and focus in our lives.
神不再吸引我们了，刚才谈到的那些东西取代了神的地位。
This is when we substitute God with cheap substitutes in our lives.
我们用一些廉价的东西来代替神。
W. Glenn Evans, in his devotional book, Daily with My Lord, says this. And I'm just going to read it in English, and our sister has a Chinese translation. So I'll just read the whole thing in English. He says that becoming weary of God usually means that something has gone wrong with my pipeline to heaven. Either it is stopped up with something, or it is broken, or I simply don't exert myself to turn on the spigot. The latter occurs whenever I have discovered an interest that, for the moment at least, transcends my interest in God. Weariness with God usually begins with a wandering eye that leads to a wandering heart, and soon I am off chasing something that seems momentarily delightful. It is in that stage of things that I become weary of God. He has lost his color, his richness, and his appeal to my heart. I am clearly on dangerous ground, and this is why God makes his strongest appeals to rekindle my appetite for him. He asks me to deliberately surrender the trinkets for the gold, to give up the hewn fountains and get back to the flowing river of life.
Evans, 他有一本属灵，写了一本属灵的书，叫《日日与我同行》。在下面的这一段话里头，他显出他属灵上的洞察力。那么有人已经翻译出来了，所以我现在就念给各位听。我跟神之间的关系出了问题，原因就是我与神连接的管道上出了问题，可能他被什么东西塞住了，也可能什么地方有了漏洞，或者我根本没有用全力去打开龙头。后者的发生往往是因为有别的东西至少暂时比神更吸引我的兴趣。对神厌烦经常是由于喜欢东张西望所致。东张西望容易使人心神不定，不久我就离开正路，跑去追逐一些暂时看来赏心悦目的琐事杂物了。在此情况下，我对神厌烦。神的多彩多姿，神的丰盛，以及他的呼唤都不再引我注意。落到这地步是非常危险的事，所以神总是大声疾呼，极力要换回我的心意。他要我慎思明辨，选取金玉，舍弃败絮，摒弃破裂不能存水的池子，而回到他活水的泉源中。
This hewn fountains that Evans mentions is in reference to Jeremiah 2:13, chapter 2, verse 13.
这个活水的泉源，这个 Evans 他所提到的，他指的是耶利米书第二章第十三节。
Where it says, My people have committed two sins. They have forsaken me, the spring of living water, and have dug their own cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water.
耶利米书第二章第十三节，因为我的百姓做了两件恶事，就是离弃我这活水的泉源，为自己凿出池子，是破裂不能存水的池子。
This is in reference to how in ancient times people would try to collect rainwater.
这里指的是在古时候，人会凿池子来，来作为一个注水池，来把雨水存下来。
And they would dig holes into the ground and then line those holes with plaster.
他们就会挖一个洞。往地下挖一个洞，然后这个洞的旁边就用一些塑胶什么之类的东西围住。
But the water that they collected would be dirty because of sticks and dirt that would fall into it.
但是他们所存的水很脏，因为会有很多东西掉在里头。
But very often those cisterns, the plaster would crack and all the water would run out.
那么常常这个注水池它旁边的东西会破裂，那么水就流走了。
And this is what God was saying to the Israelites. You are, in your life, you are creating these cheap substitutes for something that can truly satisfy the living water.
这就是神对以色列人说的，在你的生活上，在你的生命中，你为自己凿那个池子，但这是廉价的，你用它来取代我这个取之不尽用之不竭的活水的泉源。
And in our lives, whenever we begin to think that something else in our lives can satisfy us more than God can satisfy us, then we have created these cisterns that cannot hold water. And we have, as a substitute for that which truly satisfies, which is the Lord himself.
当我们发现有哪个东西能够满足我们神不能够满足我们的时候，我们就是在凿一个池子来代替神。
Another indication of our weariness with God is we begin to live life however we want to.
另外一个厌弃神的迹象就是我们开始用我们喜爱的方式来过我们的日子。
Because subconsciously or consciously, we are tired of God telling us how we should live.
我们这么做，我们这么想，是因为潜意识的或者有意识的，我们厌烦神了。
We're tired because we feel that we have to live our lives always with the commands of God in the back of our minds.
我们厌烦神，因为我们觉得我们好像都要用神的法则来过日子。
But see, if we have that view, that's a wrong view.
如果我们有这样一个看法，那么这是错的。
Because the commands of God should not be in the back of our minds; they should be foremost on our minds.
因为神的一切的命令法则律例不应该只是放在我们的脑子的某些后头，而应该在我们的前面，让我们总是要想着它，看着它。
The commands of God are something that we should love because they are good for us.
神的命令应该是让我们喜爱的，能让我们喜爱的，因为所有的命令都是为我们的好处。
That's why in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to 9, it tells us this.
这就是为什么在申命记第六章
四节到九节
这么说。
This is what God is saying, that in his love he has given us his commandments.
神在这儿说，因着他对我们的爱，他给了我们命令。
He says, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates.
以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们神是独一的主，你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上，也要殷勤教训你的儿女。无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论，也要记在你手上为记号，戴在额上为经文，又要写在你房屋的门框上，并你的城门上。
God's commands are what he gives us out of his love for us.
神之给我们，神之所以给我们命令，是因为他爱我们。
He created us, so he knows what's best for his creation. He knows what's best for us, and he gives us his commands as the blueprint of how we should live.
神创造了我们，所以他非常的了解我们。他知道我们需要什么，所以他给我们的命令，这个命令，是就像我们生命，中的一张蓝图一样，我们要依照那个来过生活。
But if we are not following his word, it is like we are taking a complex piece of machine that we buy, and without reading the instructions manual, we just over here just try to push buttons and try to figure things out ourselves.
如果神给我们命令，但是我们不服从的话，那就好像我们买了一个很复杂的东西，我们要拼凑起来，我们没看说明书，我们就自己用我们的想法去拼凑那个东西。
God's commands are not to be seen as hindrances, but as our counselors, giving us guidance in life as well as our delight.
所以神的话，神的命令，我们不应该把它当作是一个妨碍，我们应该把它当作是我们一个生活中、生命中的一个导师，一个指导。
That's why the psalmist says in Psalm 119, verse 24, "Your statutes or commands are my delight; they are my counselors."
这就是为什么诗人在第十九诗篇第十九章119章24节这么说，你的法度是我所喜悦的。是我的谋士。
And the primary way that we show our love for God is by obeying his commands.
我们表示我们对神的爱最主要的方式应该是表示在我们对他的顺服上。
Out of a willing heart.
表示在我们是出于一种心甘情愿的服从。
Out of a heart.Of love for the Lord.
这个顺服或这个服从是出于自己真正的对神的爱。
Recognizing that his commands are not burdensome.
认识到他对我们的命令应该是非常轻省的。
In 1 John chapter 5 verse 3, it says, "This is love for God." This is how we show our love for God.To obey his commands, and his commands are not burdensome.
约翰一书第
五章十三节，
第五章第十三节，这么说，我将这些话，第五章二十
到三节，
第三节，我们遵守神的诫命，这就是爱他了。并且他的诫命不是难守的。
Another indication that we have become tired of God is the quality of our service to Him.
另外一个可以显出我们对神厌烦了的迹象是表现在我们对他的 服事上。
Where we are serving God, but actually we're just going through the motions. Maybe going through the, doing a good job of going through the motions, but our heart is not really in it.
当我们服事的时候，我们表面上好像做的规规矩矩，有秩有序，但是其实我们是用一种例行公事的一个心态去做的，我们的心不在神上。
And we can see in the Old Testament that this was something that God hated.
我们从旧约可以看到，这是神所不喜悦的。
Basically, the truth is, if we are just going through the motions of serving God, even if we do a proper job of it, but it, our heart is not in it, then don't even bother. God is not pleased by it. He is not satisfied with it.
我们要了解服事的一个基本的原则。即使是表面上，我们规规矩矩的做事，像一步一步的都做得很好。但是如果我们的心不在服事上，那么我们最好根本就不要做，因为神很不喜欢这样的态度。
We'll look at a couple passages in just a moment on this.
我们等一下要看一些有关的经文。
Showing God's heart.
那些经文让我们能够了解到神的心是怎么样的。
Or maybe we serve carelessly, giving God what we don't really want.
或者我们在服事的时候，我们有一种很草率的态度，我们敷衍了事，我们所做的不是神要的。
Giving God the leftovers of our time, of our energy, of our thoughts.
我们只有在我们用我们剩下来的时间或精力来给神，我们没有把我们最好的给神。
Similar to the priests that God rebuked in Malachi chapter 1, verses 6 and following, where they were offering blemished sacrifices or sickly sacrifices to God because their view of God was no better than that.
这就是有一个例子，这样在马拉基书里头，神责备那些祭司，因为那些祭司没有把最好的东西献给供物，献给神。他们把一些有残疾的或者不是最好的献给神，因为他们觉得神所配得的就是这些次等的东西。
In reality, they had become tired of him.
那么更深一层来看，这样的一种行为就表示他们已经厌烦神了。
And it showed not only in the way that they offered their sacrifices, but it also showed in what they offered him.
厌烦神可以表现在他们服侍神的方式上，也可以表现在他们拿什么东西献给神。
And if you look at verses 23 to the beginning of 24,of Isaiah chapter 43.
如果我们回到以赛亚书第四十三章第二十三跟二十四节
的开始。
一开始。
It seems as if that if you look at those verses, it seems as if the Israelites were not carrying out the sacrifices to God in the way that God had told them to.
如果我们只看表面的意思，表面好像是以色列人没有献祭。
But the real problem was not so much that they were not carrying out the sacrifices, but that God was not satisfied with their sacrifices, not satisfied with their worship and service.
但是真正的关键不是表面上可能的意思，而是说并不是他们没有献祭，而是神对他们献祭的贡品还有献祭的方式不满意。
And we see this in the Old Testament where repeatedly God told them to carry out these sacrifices in worship and service to him. But what he wanted was their heart. But they just substituted just carrying out the sacrifices, and they tried to substitute that for obedience to God and having a devoted heart towards him.
我们从旧约上可以看到，神是要是吩咐以色列人要献祭，但是呢，神但是这些以色列人他们是完成了这个献祭的任务，但是呢，他们用祭品来代替神所最看重的，那就是用就是一个心，一个顺服，一个对神的爱。
And what God really wanted was a heart of obedience, a heart of devotion to Him.
神所最看重的，神所最需要的是一颗心，一颗爱神的心，
Let me,
一颗把放专注在神的事上的心。
Let me just read a couple, two passages quickly. The first one is Jeremiah 7:21-23.
我们来看很快的看一两段经文。第一个是在耶利米书
7:21-23. And we see here the heart of God toward what they were doing.
我们在这儿可以看到他们这些人的心，对神的心。
And it says this, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel says, go ahead.Add your burnt offerings to your other sacrifices and eat the meat yourselves. For when I brought your forefathers out of Egypt and spoke to them, I did not just give them commands about burnt offerings and sacrifices, but I gave them this command, obey me, and I will be your God, and you will be my people. Walk in all the ways I command you, that it may go well with you. The emphasis here is on a relationship, a close relationship with the Lord. That's what God wants.
耶利米书第二十一章第七章第二十一节，万军之耶和华以色列的神如此说，你们将燔祭加在平安祭上，吃肉吧，因为我将你们列祖从埃及地领出来的那日，燔祭平安祭的事我并没有提起。也没有吩咐他们，我只吩咐他们这一件，说你们当听从我的话，我就做你们的神，你们也做你我的子民，你们行我所吩咐的一切道，就可以得福。所以神所要的是一个关系，而不是东西。
Another example of God desiring obedience and a heart of devotion and not just doing thingsfor him is Amos chapter 5 verses 21-22.
在亚摩斯书第五章第二十一节跟二十二节，我们也可以看得出来，神所最看重的是爱他的心，最看重的是顺服他。
God says to the Israelites, he says, I hate, I despise.Your religious feasts. I cannot stand your assemblies. That means you're gathering together. Even though you bring me burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them. Though you bring choice fellowship offerings, I will have no regard for them. This is because he did not have their heart.
阿摩斯书第五章第二十一节，我厌恶你们的节期，也不喜悦你们的严肃会。你们虽然向我献燔祭和素祭，我却不悦纳，也不顾你们用肥畜献的平安祭，因为神所要的是一颗真正爱他的心。
God did not have their hearts.
神没有这些人对神没有心。
And therefore, he did not have their obedience. He also did not have their devotion. The two go together.
因此，因为他们对神没有正确的心态，以至于他们对神不顺服，他们也不专注在神的身上。
And as we look through this passage, we see that God is hurt by this type of attitude toward Him.
我们看这些经文的时候，我们可以感觉得到神非常的伤心。
He is hurt because He loves.
他之所以伤心，是因为他爱。
Otherwise, it would not bother him that they had become tired of him.
否则的话，如果神不爱他们，那么即使他们厌烦神，神也 也无所谓。
It would not bother him that he did not have their hearts.
如果他们对神没有一颗该有的爱，爱的心，神也会无所谓。
It would not bother him that he was no longer their joy and delight.
如果他们已经不再把神当作他们的从神那得到真正的喜乐的话，那神如果不爱的话，他也会不在乎的。
We see this similar display of God's sorrow in Micah chapter 6, verse 3.
我们在弥迦书也看得出来神是如此的忧伤，因为他所爱的子民不爱他。
Where it says, my people, God says, what have I done to you? How have I burdened you? Answer me.
弥迦书
六章三节，
六章三节，这么说，我的百姓啊，我向你做了什么呢？我在什么事上使你厌烦？你可以对我证明。
God is saying in the passage this morning.
神在今天早上我们所思想的经文上对我们这么说。
After I have loved you and have been patient with you.
我是如此的爱你，我对你是如此的忍耐。
How can I be the one with whom you have become weary?
怎么可能我居然成为你厌烦的对象呢？
And I think that the contrast is especially significant when we see the actual reality of the situation in the rest of the passage.
当我们看到其他经文的其他部分的时候，我们会发现这个对比是更加的强烈，更加的明显。
The last part of verse 24 of Isaiah 43.
我们回到我们的经文，以赛亚书第四十三章第二十。
二十四
节的第二部分。
And also 25.
还有第二十五节。
God says, "But you have burdened me with your sins and wearied me." With your offenses. I, even I, am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake and remembers your sins no more.
道使我因你的罪恶服劳，使我因你的罪孽厌烦，唯有我为自己的缘故涂抹你的过犯，我也不纪念你的罪恶。
God is saying, I should be the one that has become weary of you, and yet I have not. Yet I am not weary.
神的意思是说，应该是我厌烦你的，可是我不厌烦你。
God showered the Israelites only with good things, with blessings.
神给了以色列人很多很大的祝福。
But what did the Israelites shower upon God?
但是以色列人所回报的是
，How did they bless God?
是他们。并没有让神喜悦，他们背逆他。
Their blessings toward him were constant complaints.
他们用这样的来回报神对他们的爱，一而再再而三的抱怨。
Dissatisfaction with his goodness.
不知足。
Repeated disobedience.
一而再再而三的违抗他的命令。
And repeated forgetfulness of God.
一而再再而三的忘了他的吩咐。
In reality, who wearied who?
所以事实上我们可以在实际上我们可以想一想到底是谁厌烦了谁。
And yet they had become weary of God.
这实际的情况是居然是满受恩典恩惠的以色列人厌烦神而不是反过来。
How amazing it is that God continues to love us.
所以当我们想到神居然会继续不断的爱我们，我们真的是觉得他的爱的确是非常奇妙伟大。
In reality, what is there in us to love?
如果我们实际上来看，我们有什么值得神爱的？
This breath, this vapor, this grass of the field that is here today and gone tomorrow.
我们只不过是一个朝生夕死的露水或者是花草而已。
God has not done anything that should cause us to become tired of him.
神没有做过任何一件事足以让我们厌烦他的。
We have burdened him.
我们反倒是让他服劳。
With our sins.
我们的罪让他服劳，让他有这么重的负担。
And yet he has not become weary of us and cast us aside forever.
尽管如此，神并没有厌烦我们，并没有丢弃我们。
I think this is also a reminder to us that sin should bother us.
我想这些经文也应该提醒我们，我们应该为我们的罪感到不安。
It should bother those, all those who have truly received Jesus as their Savior and Lord.
罪应该让所有真正接受了主耶稣基督做救主的人心里不安的。
Our sins are still a burden to God because he's an absolutely holy God.
我们的罪即使是我们已经接受他了，我们的罪还是一直的成为神的负担，因为他是那位全然圣洁容不得一丝一毫罪恶的神。
And he cares that we are living holy lives.
他盼望我们很在意我们要过一个圣洁的生活。
And sometimes he will need to discipline his children when they go astray.
因为这个缘故有的时候当我们走迷了路，神会觉得他不得不管教我们。
In order to teach them how they should live and to bring them back to him.
为的是教导我们该怎么活，为的是把我们挽回过来。
But always because he loves us.
但是不管神怎么管教，神做些什么这个基本的原因只有一个，就是他爱我们。
And never as a disciplinarian, as someone who's always just watching over us, waiting for us to make a mistake so he can punish us. Never like that.
神从来都不是一位所谓的管教主义者，就是常常的注视我们的一举一动，一言一行，如果我们犯了一丝一毫的错，他就责备我们。
You can see, we can see this truth in Hebrews chapter 12.
我们可以从希伯来书第十二章可以看到这一点这方面神的属性。
When we receive Jesus,
当我们接受了主耶稣做救主，
God forgives us of all of our sins, past, present, and future.
神就赦免了我们过去、现在以及未来所有的罪。
Because the sacrifice of Christ for us is an eternal sacrifice.
因为神因为耶稣为我们所做的牺牲是一个永远都有效的牺牲。
In 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 18.
彼得前书第三章第十八节这么说。
It says, "For Christ died for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God."
彼得前书第三章第十八节，因基督也曾一次为罪受苦，就是义的代替不义的，为要引我们到神面前。
Despite our repeated disobedience and lack of devotion toward God,
尽管我们一而再、再而三的冒犯了神，违抗了神，不够爱神。
Because of the sacrifice of Jesus for us on the cross, he continues to forgive all of our sins.
但是因为耶稣已经在十字架上为我们担当了所有的罪孽，所以神还是一直继续不断的爱着我们。
We will still sin as a Christian.
作为一个尽管我们是基督徒了，我们在有生之年我们还是会犯罪的。
But we should not desire to live in sin any longer.
但是我们不应该有这么一个希望，就是我们要继续的活在罪中。
We should always remember the terrible burden of our sins that was placed upon Jesus on the cross.
我们应该渴望过着一个圣洁的生活，我们应该永远的记得主耶稣在十字架上 为我们舍命流血的时候，神把我们全人类的所有的罪孽、所有的过犯都放在耶稣一个人身上了。
That Christ died for our sins, the Bible says.
耶稣基督的死是为我们每一个人的所有的人的罪而死的。
He says the Bible says he bore our sins in his own body on the tree.
圣经告诉我们，在十字架上，主耶稣基督担当了我们所有的罪。
God has not been in any way a burden to us.
神从来都不是，不应该，神从来都没有给过我们什么样的负担。
But we have terribly burdened him with our sins.
我们却因着我们的罪，我们给他沉重无比的负担。
And yet, because of Christ, he does not cast us aside.
但是因为耶稣基督的缘故，神没有撇弃我们。
As we often do sometimes with God.
不像我们，我们有的时候会撇弃了我们的神。
If you are not yet a believer this morning,
如果你还没有接受耶稣做你的救主，
what you have heard about today describes what a personal relationship with God is all about.
今天早上我所说的，描述了，人跟神之间的关系是怎么样的一个关系。
God is not just an impersonal force who has no feelings.
神并不是一位不具人格的一个客观的，力量。
He is the personal God who loves and who desires to be loved in return.
他是一位具有人格、具有位格的神。他渴望，他爱，他也渴望被爱。
He never burdens us with anything in our lives.
他从来没有给过我们任何的负担。
Even his commands are not burdensome. They are only for our best.
就是他给我们的命令也是轻省的。也不是我们给我们的一种负担。
But you cannot have a personal relationship with God or experience the love of God without first receiving Jesus into your life as your Savior and Lord and having your sins forgiven.
但是除非你首先承认自己的罪，接受主耶稣基督做你的救主，否则你不可能跟神有任何的个人的关系，你也不可能经验到、经历到神的爱。
Your sins must first be forgiven.
因为你的罪必须先得赦免。
Before you can have a relationship with God and spend eternity with Him in the future.
这样子，你才可能跟神有个人的关系，你才可能在跟神一直到永恒。
The ultimate expression of God's love for us was shown in the giving of His Son as a sacrifice for us, for our sins.
神对人的爱的最极致的表现，对终极的最终极的表现是主耶稣是他差派他的独生爱子为人而死。
In 1 John 4:10, it says, "This is love, not that we love God." But that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice or as a substitute for our sins.
约翰一书第四章第十节，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。
It has been said that the cross pays man no compliment. It says nothing good about man.
有人说，十字架，所彰显的、所显示的是人，没有一丝一毫的好，的好的良善的好处。
What Jesus did for us on the cross says absolutely nothing about how good man is.
十字架所显示的是，人没有什么，配得，称赞的。十字架说明了。人的罪孽是何等的深重。
It only accentuates his sinfulness and his unworthiness before God.
十字架只是加强了 加重了人在神面前的那个罪人的的境况。
And how we could never save ourselves.
十字架也让人看见人不可能自己救自己。
From eternal condemnation.
人不可能自己救自己以至于不永远的沉沦。
And because it required God the Son to come down to this earth to bear the burden of our sins and to suffer and die for us.
从神的角度来看，只有神的独生爱子可以担当人的罪，可以为人的罪受死。
Jesus dying on the cross shows us that it required that for us, for our sins to be forgiven, it required that God himself come down in the person of Jesus Christ to save us.
圣经告诉我们，人的罪要得赦免，唯一的途径就是神的爱子到世上来成了肉身以人的的来代替所有的人类的罪，担当所有的人类的罪。
That tells us how serious our sin is before a holy God.
这个可以让我们看得见在一位全然圣洁的神面前，我们的罪是何等的不可饶恕。
But on the other hand, it says everything about the goodness and grace of God toward us.
在另外一方面，这也彰显出那位神对人的爱，对人的爱是多么的伟大，多么的长阔高深。
Anyone who is willing to sacrifice his one and only beloved son for his enemies, that's what the Bible calls those who do not yet have not yet received Jesus, the enemies of God. There is no relationship.
神对人的爱到一个程度，他愿意舍弃自己的独生爱子，为他的敌人来受死。在圣经上，在圣经里头，敌人就是那些不认神做神的人。
Anyone who is willing to sacrifice his only beloved son for his enemies, that person can be trusted.
如果有一个人他愿意牺牲自己的孩子，为来拯救他的敌人的话，那么那个人是值得我们信赖的。
You can trust God's goodwill toward you.
因此，我们也可以相信我们这位神他真的是爱我们。
In closing,
最后
，brothers and sisters, are we manifesting some different signs or indications in our lives of being weary of God?
我们要问问自己，我们在生活中，我们在生命里，我们是不是有些什么迹象？显示我们厌烦了神。
Then something has gone wrong in our relationship with God.
这就表示我们跟神之间的关系出了问题。
The question that should come into our minds is the question by God in Micah 6:3.
我们要问自己的问题，就是在弥迦书里头所说的。
My people, what have I?
Sorry.
Micah 6:3.
弥迦书第六章第三节。
My people, what have I done to you? How have I burdened you?
弥迦书第六章第三节，我的百姓啊，我向你做了什么呢？我在什么事上使你厌烦？你可以对我证明。
How have I wearied you?
我在什么事上使你厌烦？
The obvious response must be this.
很明显的，我们正确的回答应该是
Lord, of course, you have not burdened us.
神啊，当然你从来没有做什么事让我厌烦过。
But Lord, we have burdened you.
反而我在很多的事上使你厌烦。
It is our sins that have so terribly burdened God incarnate, and that sent him to the cross for us to pay the penalty that we should have paid for our sins.
我们的罪，让那位道成肉身的神，上十字架为我们付上了 赎罪祭。
It is our daily sins that are still a burden to you, Lord.
我们信了主之后，我们每一天所犯的大大小小的罪，对神来说还是一个负担。
Please show us how we have done that in our lives and help us to change.
求主让我们看见我们到底在什么事上成为他的负担，也求主帮助我们，让我们改正过来。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Our dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we have seen from your word this morning, Lord, we have seen a glimpse of who you are, a glimpse of your heart toward us.
亲爱的天父，从今天早上我们所看的经文里，我们可以稍微的明白了解一点你对我们的爱，还有你是一位怎么样的神。
We have seen that you have done nothing to burden us.
我们看见你没有做过什么事使我们厌烦。
And yet we have done everything to burden you.
我们却做了很多事让你厌烦。
And yet you have not cast us aside.
但是你还是再三的忍耐等候，你并没有因此而撇下我们不管。
Despite what you have done, you have shown us your love in giving us your one and only Son to bear the burden of our sins.
借着你舍弃你的独生爱子，为我们上了十字架，担当人类过去、现在、未来所有的罪，借着这件事情，我们可以看见、明白你的爱是何等的伟大、奇妙。
Lord, as we reflect on your word this morning,
我们今天思想你的话。
May you show us in our lives if there are any indications that we have become weary of you.
求主的灵光照我们的心，让我们看见我们有哪些生活上有哪些具体的大大小小的事情显出我们厌烦你了。
Lord, if we have become weary of you, it has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with us.
如果我们厌烦了你，这个跟你没有任何的关系，这完全是我们自己的缘故。
And Lord, I pray that you will help us to deepen our relationship with you.
求主帮助我们，让我们跟你的关系越来越亲密。
Help us to know you more.
帮助我们，让我们更认识你。
And I pray that, Lord, that you will help us to give that help us, Lord, that our heart would be true and sincere toward you.
也求主帮助我们，让我们对你的心是正确的，是诚挚的。
Give us your grace, O Lord, by the power of your Holy Spirit.
求主的灵继续的赐下恩典恩惠。
For Lord, when you have our heart, then you also will have our obedience, and you will also have our devotion.
主啊，因为如果你拥有我们的心，我们自然而然的会遵从你的命令，自然而然的会顺服你。
Lord, we need your grace.
我们需要主的恩惠、恩典与我们同在。
Thank you, Lord, for your love.
我们感谢神，因着你对我们如此的大爱。
Thank you, Lord, for your patience.
我们谢谢你，你对我们是如此的忍耐。
Thank you, Lord, for your mercy.
我们谢谢你，因为你给在我们所给我们的连续。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们这样祷告，是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.